Hello, friends. Hello, family. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Hey, this is Volume 5, Episode 89, and I'm your host. I'm Dan Owens, hey, better known as The Fixer. Today, we're going to talk about something that's actually been in the news, and I'm not going to wear you down too much about the Cracker Barrel thing that's been going on, but this doesn't usually make headlines in the building product space, but this does quietly kill more companies than tariffs, recessions, or even bad trade show coffee. It's called brand erosion. So now, we all remember the Bud Light fiasco from a couple of years ago. Again, I'm not going to get into the social, political aspect of any of that. I'm just going to talk about just the results of, you know, brand erosion. Okay, sometimes it happens fast, sometimes it happens slow. But again, we talked about the Bud Light from a couple of years ago, a textbook case on how to drop billions in market cap almost overnight. Or most recently, you know, we've been seeing this on the LinkedIn feeds and Facebook feeds and Instagram, all over social media, Cracker Barrel's rebrand, which landed about as well as a lead balloon at the family reunion. All right. So, but these are examples of fast, dramatic implosions. I want to talk about something a little slower. In the building product space, you know, whether you're a manufacturer or a contractor, but if you're in building products, building materials, it's rarely that exciting. Instead, it's a slow drip, okay, or death by a thousand cuts, I've heard people say. Quality issues here, a bad process there, poorly trained reps, tone-deaf management. Before you know it, your brand value has leaked away like water through a pinhole in a pipe. Quiet, steady, and very, very expensive. So what does your brand value really mean? So let's clear this up right away. Brand isn't your logo. It's not your tagline or whether you're, you know, if you're at a trade show, been talking about that lately, whether your booth had the best giveaway. Your brand is the trust equity that you've built over time. So Interbrand estimates that brand value accounts for up to 30% of a company's total market value. Wow. McKinsey research shows companies with strong brands outperform competitors by up to 20% in sales growth and 2 times higher returns to shareholders. And here's the kicker. Gallup found that companies with weak brand alignment see a 20% drop in employee engagement, you know, on top of all the other stuff. So translation, when your branding is strong, customers come back, employees stick around, and investors smile. Now, when it's weak, you're just another name in the bid stack right next to the lowest price wins. So this is kind of what I call the slow drip of brand erosion. And here's how it creeps up in the building products or building material space. So number one is quality slippage. You don't need a total product recall to tank your brand. All it takes is contractors expecting the 10% junk factor on every pallet. Once your customers start budgeting around your mistakes, your brand equity is toast. Or if you cost your customers money because of bad quality. All right, number two, broken processes. According to Salesforce, 76% of customers say it's easier than ever to take their business somewhere else. So if it takes 3 emails, 2 phone calls, and a blood oath to get a quote, congrats, you've trained your customer to go shop the competitor. Number three, untrained people. Here's a stat that should scare leadership. LinkedIn's 2024 workplace report said 59% of employees believe they don't get adequate training. In our space, what that means is like a rep who shrugs when an architect asks about the warranty or the CSR who guesses on lead times. That's not a person problem. That's a brand problem. All right, number four, tone deaf management. You've heard this before. This is the ivory tower syndrome. Leadership is busy celebrating quarterly EBITDA while the front line is drowning in outdated systems. Gartner, they found that 77% of B2B buyers say their latest purchase was complex or difficult. So if your upper management and leadership doesn't get that, your brand is bleeding. Now, these aren't one-time explosions. They're termites in the foundation of your business. And just like termites, by the time you see the damage, it's already extensive. So why does this matter? So now here's the bill or the cost of ignoring brand erosion. Reputation Institute reports that companies with reputation hits can lose up to 50% of their customers within several months. Wow, I've seen it. It can happen in several months, but it was like over almost a year. Harvard Business Review says on average, it takes 4 to 7 years to recover lost trust. That's basically two recessions and a new, you know, ERP implementation in the building products time. For employees, Deloitte, they found that 39% of workers who lose faith in leadership's direction actively look to leave within 12 months. So that means not only are you losing customers, you're also bleeding talent. And let's not kid ourselves. Brand erosion hits the bottom line. In building products, this is what it looks like. One, getting specced out of a project, losing distributor shelf space, or worse, becoming the brand that everyone only buys when they need a cheap fill or they have to buy it. Okay, that's not market share. That's market pity. But here's the good news. Here's the fix. Brand erosion is preventable if you get ahead of it. Here's brand maintenance 101 in my opinion. Number one, listen before you lecture. Customers will tell you what's broken if you're humble enough to hear it. They're telling you every day. And this really, you know, I know the frontline people know all the problems. They can help you solve all the issues, upper management, if you're willing to listen. Number two, train like you mean it. A trained team amplifies your brand. An untrained team erases it. Okay, number three, simplify the process. Make it easy for customers to buy from you than anyone else. Friction is where brand loyalty goes to die. You've heard me say this. Success formula is this. Execute the basics flawlessly and make it easy for your customers to do business with you. All right, next one and last one. Protect quality like your bonus depends on it. Because trust me, it eventually does. And remember, nobody fixes a leaky roof in the middle of a hurricane. The time to protect your brand is before the market teaches you the hard way. So I'm gonna, again, this is not a long episode, but I want to do a commentary on this, you know, latest Cracker Barrel deal and how it kind of relates to building products. So here's the bottom line. In building products, brands usually don't implode. They corrode. It's a slow leak of trust, processes, quality, and culture. So you need to guard it, fix it, invest in it, or else your brand won't be the one people remember. It'll be the one they avoid. All right, well, that's all I got on this one. Hey, and I'm Dan Owens. Hey, I'm the fixer, and I could help you on this. This has been the Platinum Business Break Podcast. It's Volume 5, Episode 89. Hey, let's keep your brand strong, your people proud, and your profits healthy. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again for watching, and we will see you next time. Bye.